any type of plow that you've ever heard called something like maybe a middle buster or that type of thing?
That would be if you want to have deep rows.
Deep rows.
Middle. That's right before you plant.
One thing I did ask, when we were talking about the wagon wheel, the thing that the wheels turn on the wagon, you call that an
axle.
Yeah. Or another thing that carpenters particularly use when they're building something, there are wooden frames, you know, and the ends of them are kind of shaped like this, maybe like the letter A.
Saw horses?
Yeah. Is there something like that, a wooden frame, except shaped like the letter X, that a farmer could, you know, he just put a log right there in the middle of it and saw the thing off?
And I don't know what it's called, but I've seen that.
Yeah. You ever heard people talk about a sawbuck or a wood rack?
Right,
or
sawbuck.
Sawbuck.
That's what that would be called.
I see. Get on something else. When you get up in the morning and you're getting ready in the bathroom, the thing that you use on your hair, you might use a comb or a
brush.
Yeah. And you say you have to, your hair.
Brush. So,
yeah. I don't know if you see these things anymore around Texas, but used to, barbers, when they use straight razors to shave, they have a thing hanging on the
razor strap.
You ever see those around much anymore out there?
On barber's chairs, yeah. We see them less in homes nowadays. You know, some child psychology does get spread around. Yes, I've seen.
Some people have told me that those things actually didn't hurt as much as they made, just made a lot of noise. I don't know the truth. I never got
some people to rationalize everything.
You don't go off of that.
No.
I wouldn't want to experiment on myself anyway. Well, what about, say, I don't know if you've ever done any hunting or been around guns very much, but say, you know, the thing that you would fire in a shotgun, probably call that a shell.
A shell.
Well, what about the thing that you would fire in a pistol or a rifle? What would you call that?
A bullet.
Call it a bullet or anything else possibly that you might call it?
Comes out of a shotgun, it'd be a shell. If it comes out of a rifle, no, not right offhand. Probably can come.
Or let's see, another thing that might be called the same thing. You know, if you had a tape player in your car.
Oh, a cartridge.
Yeah, you could call it that too.
Yes, but it would, in civilian circles, you wouldn't call it that.
Just bullet.
Or they would just say 22. 30-30, and they wouldn't use cartridge, you know.
Well, say, things that you might have played on this when you were a child, but it was a wholesale, just a long wooden plank that might be anchored in the middle of
one. Oh, a seesaw.
Yeah. What would you say you were doing when you were playing one of those?
Seesaw.
Or maybe something like that.
Teeter-totter.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
When you go up and down, it's a teeter-totter?
Yeah.
I see. Or one that is built fairly. Go ahead.
A teeter-totter is usually made out of metal, and the seesaw is out of wood.
I see. Yeah. Something similar to that, instead of going up and down like on a seesaw, you go around.
A merry-go-round.
That would be a merry-go-round. Have you ever heard that called?
Yeah, that we used to call it that. That just hadn't come to mind.
Were they usually on playgrounds, or did you make those?
Playgrounds or parks. Now, seesaw, that's what's going to, seesaws were sometimes homemade.
I see. Have you ever heard the people call a merry-go-round something like a flying jenny?
No, not that. I'm familiar with the term through reading, through literature, but not from the area.
Yeah.